Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, for the 52nd time. Good Lord, this is literally 1 year me and Chip have been doing the Fellas podcast.
Yeah, and now the Fellas is ending. We've taken away the bag.
The bag?
Goodbye.
Bro, it's not...
I had an absolute pleasure. It has been a pleasure. Thank you for coming here even to say goodbye to me.
We have Ethan
sailing.
Here on the podcast.
Yes, come on.
The reason why we had Ethan come on for this one is because you were actually on episode numero uno.
Come on.
Yeah, so it's like starts, so it ends how it starts, but it's not actually ending, by the way, just in case anyone got that wrong idea. Yeah, but like you were the first guest ever, you were the first person there. And now you are here at the end of season one of
Ooh,
the Fellas.
I like that. Yeah. We'll get into that in a second. Yeah. But you came on the first one. That video now has 1.1 M's on it. 1.1 mil. And you are the second most viewed podcast we've done. You were unfortunately beaten by, any guesses?
KSI.
No, you've we haven't had KSI.
We haven't had KSI. That's just my default, bro. Like,
yeah.
Who have you had on?
I don't think you'll get this one. You'll know when we say it, you'll be like, oh yeah, of course.
I'll tell you one thing. I don't know.
It was two people, Ethan. We had a pair.
You had two people on it?
We had two people, and that is our most viewed at 1.6 or 1.8.
Two people in one, two guests in one app.
Chip doesn't even know. This is how that is.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to guess it.
It was Ollie Boll and Jacob.
Oh, of course. I thought it was Olivia Neal.
You hit them at the
perfect.
We did. We caught them perfectly, and that was all down to me. And this is also BTS Alex's last podcast that he's working on.
Damn, so much emotional shit happening, man. Like, I'm scarred.
You're scarred?
Yeah. I'm scarred.
Not much scarred.
No, this is where my villain arc starts right now.
Your villain arc?
Yeah, I'm letting my demons out.
You got to look down the camera and tell them all the disgusting shit you're going to do to humanity.
Yeah, I want to just hear every single thing you've been holding back right now.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to dick throw everyone in this world.
Wait, you're what?
I'm going to throw dick.
What? Yeah, how many of those have you had so far?
It's me first one, but we did say it's the final episode. So
we're getting battered.
I've got to clean up when I get home.
No, mate, this guy's literally going to me earlier. He's telling me, what movie should I go watch at the cinema later, bro?
You're an adult
Shut
now.
Up.
Chippo's an adult now.
Yeah, I want to go watch the movie.
You're on.
Yeah. That's exactly it. You look at him, he's not an adult now.
No. I'm going to go watch James Bond or something. I'm going to relax.
Oh, the new one?
No, I haven't.
The new one?
No, I haven't.
3 hours.
Have you seen it?
No, I saw the runtime.
I heard it. It's 3 hours.
Bro, 2 hours, 48 minutes.
Let me tell you, the new James Bond, it's good. But the way people were telling me they were like crying at the end of it.
Did you fall asleep? It's just cheesy.
No, I didn't almost fall asleep, but it's cheesy.
I do think Daniel Craig has been one of the best Bonds. So
yes. Yeah, fine. But the thing is, this is another thing. And, you know, he's a little bit on his Wayne Lineker shit. Because like he's like his old guy just and like beautiful young women and he just in every movie
his fault though, is it?
That's just Bond though, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I didn't say the Wayne Lineker in a bad way.
He ain't in London, bro. Like
no, he's not. He's clear.
Yeah.
You won't catch him in Simmons whining on a couple of fucking girls in heels.
You got a chance, bro.
No, that would be like the directors and stuff. The people who cast the ladies.
But Bond's always been a chip magnet.
Yeah. That's it, isn't
it? Old VHS ones where like he's getting out the walls.
Yeah, but I was just thinking, you know, why don't we just make James Bond a little bit more relatable? And why don't we just have like a
I want Idris.
A woman who's divorced and you know she's going through some shit.
So he's gone from James Bond to Jeremy Carl in the space of one film.
But he has to date them.
Are you saying you want a female Bond?
No, mate. No, I'm not getting into this, right? But what I am saying is I want a more relatable James Bond. I want a James Bond that is up till 7 a.m. and waking up the next day with the fattest come down of his life, yeah? Because I know this guy's not just drinking like martinis and stuff, and he's necking them as well. I know you're feeling like shit in the morning.
They definitely get the best bag at MI5 as well. 100%. 100%.
Bro, the confiscated purist.
But that's what I'm saying. These lot, they confiscate all this bag, right? And like, what are they gonna do? There's no way they're just letting it just like
I feel like MI5 are a bit above confiscated bag though.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I mean, that's more police custody.
That's more police,
custody.
Yeah, you don't.
PC Crimes is their addition out to his
you
pals.
You don't see James Bond pulling over a fucking Corsair.
That's what you want.
That's what I want.
James Bond. You got any illegal substances on you, fella?
Speaking of that guy, have you been watching? I think you've linked him a few times. The undercover, undercover
Jack Joseph
on TikTok.
Joe Weller met him last night.
Did he?
Yeah, I saw him at a club.
Missed out, yeah.
He messaged me to ask if I was out in Brighton, but he said
Jack
he
Harlow,
you.
Bro, comments on his shit. He's like, this is the best.
No, yeah, he doesn't.
What, on Jack Joseph stuff?
Yeah, he put the undercover Fed one. Jack Harlow commented on it saying best series on TikTok.
Oh,
yeah, like, he's
shit.
Out here, bro.
Wow, he's clouded like that.
International.
Yeah.
How long will the undercover Fed joke last?
I don't know. He's got some other good ones, though. Have you seen the new ones? The Pick Me Boy ones.
Yeah.
Yes, the Pick Me Boy ones.
He's just pretty funny, though, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's got it.
Good at it.
Fuck, man. Oh, man. Okay, maybe we won't have a relatable James Bond then.
No, it's good to have that.
No, it's fine, guys.
He's out here bringing down criminal organisations.
Yeah,
you just you don't want Dave from Plymouth.
No. You gotta say it how it is. Like, you don't want a relatable James Bond. No. You want a James Bond that does
an outrageous James Bond.
But
wait a second. I didn't say that. I said I want a James Bond that has a hangover. Right?
A hangover for what?
Drinking. He's necking the martinis.
Okay.
What's
safer, gear or alcohol?
What's it? But we are not doctors. We're not qualified to speak on the health risks of either of those things.
Yes.
We need Johnny Sinzer.
He's a doctor.
He's a doctor.
He can be James Bond and a doctor. Yeah. He can do it all, bro.
Fucking hell. I think I have seen him as James Bond, actually.
All seriousness, I want Idris, though. End
off. Oh, Idris. I would love that. I would love
that. Sick.
Actually, I can't really say anything about the end of the movie. You guys haven't seen it, but
yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
I feel like maybe they showed a new James Bond or something.
No, I'm not going to say anything, bro, because it's the spoilers for everyone
else
as well.
But I want to take the missus to watch it because I know she'll fall asleep and then I've got peace.
Wait, can I say, I went to go watch it, right? And obviously the cinema was absolutely packed, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you're just sitting there. And the worst part is I'm snacking through the popcorn, right? Which is fine because there's lots of action going on, but then randomly it'll just cut where it's like dead quiet and all you can hear is me going
But that's
like this, and I just know everybody's looking at me like that dickhead.
I was thinking about this when I went to the cinema recently. Your ears are right next to your mouth.
What a boy!
Sorry, a little shy.
That was mental. My mouth is close to my ears.
So you obviously you hear the sound of you eating, and it sounds really loud. But you know, Jeff two rows back, he can't hear it like you hear it.
Hey, thanks. Cheers.
Hey, the more you know, just drop some knowledge bomb on you.
This is why I love having Chip on the pod, man. He's just always coming with
Chip
that
on the pod, like I'm not, you know, part of the pod.
Yeah, no, I guess.
No, I don't.
Love having Chip on the pod.
No.
I didn't mean it like that. Anyways, guys, look. You're all watching this because we have been hyping up a massive announcement for today, the 26th of October. And look, we got Ethan in because, like we said, he was the beginning of season one and now the end of season one. But that does mean there is a beginning of season two.
Ooh.
Now, look, it's been a meme on this podcast for a very long time. But for the last few months, me and Chip, we had the little business hats on.
Mm.
We've been talking business. And you lot know the fellas love business.
You know I'm trying to get out of that overdraft.
Yeah, exactly. And to be honest, Chip, I like to think that going into season two, you'll make it out of the red and into the green. Okay?
Ooh, we'll see.
Ooh.
So, starting on November the 16th, season two of The Fellas will be exclusively on Spotify. Yes! Oh, wait, Chip, wait. Oh, underneath you, hold on a second. Let me grab this. Hold on a sec. Chip. Have you got it? Oh, God. Thank you, Bez. Here we go.
Sorry.
Have you got it? Right. 3, 2, 1. Drink.
Not in the drink.
Wait, Bez. Wait, Bez, can you do it? I'll hold it. My hands
are this way. This ain't going as the way I thought the Spotify announcement would be going.
No, this is good. This is lots of airtime.
What have you bought?
Oh, wait.
Maybe.
He's not gone and done it.
Oh, wait, no, that doesn't look right. That doesn't look like it right at all.
Oh, maybe it's
no, this isn't right.
Oh, it's about to go. Oh! Yes! Why'd you do that? And again.
Double tap it.
Get this off.
Oh, not again.
Yes!
Yay!
Wow.
What a day.
Thank you. We got one clap in the back over there. Wait, that was beautiful.
I'm gonna slap this right here because, you know, me and the boys, there we go.
Wow.
Oh, I'll drink a bit of that. Right, anyway. That's that.
That was quality.
Anyways, so yes, the fellas will be. Now, you guys are probably there like, oh no, like we're not going to see a set. Like all of it, all of this is ruined. You've ruined it, Cal. Well, we are actually there to go and launch the fellas video on Spotify. So you will be able to watch us on Spotify in the UK. You can actually already do this with like Joe Rogan's.
Yeah. Yep.
But in terms of the UK, go over there and you'll be able to watch us. We got a brand new set coming. And when I say Chip, how nuts is this a set?
It's a fucking banger.
It is.
And you know, there's gonna be a couple of surprises on that set. That's all we can say, but 100%, you thought this set was good. We've taken it to a new level.
It's interactive. There's lots of crazy stuff going on. But what we will say is there will still be clips going up on the YouTube channel. So make sure you stay subscribed because there's still going to be loads of cool stuff going up on the YouTube channel. But the full episodes will be going up on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
See, Bez, I feel like you're part of the fellas culture. Family, the culture. I mean, you started this off.
That's why we brought you in here to end things together.
No, I was going to say, I'm proud of you guys.
Thank you.
It's nice, man. I remember you drawing up like your set design, saying, yeah, we've got this bloke doing it. I remember seeing it, plain wood being carved up in the gas.
We're sending the pics in the WhatsApp. And I'm buzzing because this can go on my CV.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can go on your CV for when you get set a real builder. Job. Yeah.
Quality. No, it's sick.
It's
no, we are so excited to do this because it's been like we said, it's been a meme for us, hasn't it? We always said when Spotify come with that bag, and we always said it had to be the correct bag.
Yep.
And let me tell you guys, this is one of the biggest deals they've ever done in the UK for a podcast.
It's not a joke.
Know your worth, Kings.
We did.
Know your worth,
look,
Kings.
Look, we had offers from plenty of places. But truly, Spotify appreciated the fact that we create greatness and greatness only here on Spotify.
Yes, Spotify are going to help take this podcast to the next level.
We can't wait to get guests. We don't have to have people like Bazinga on anymore. We can have
Johnny Sins.
Johnny Sins. We can actually have Johnny
happily
Sins.
Sit. If I can sit over there for the Johnny Sins episode,
yeah,
I'm keen.
Front row tickets to the Johnny Sins.
Please, thank you.
But yeah, other than that, Bez, we didn't really have anything to say, to be honest, mate. Like, that's sort of us.
You're just hoping to get 1.1 mil again on the
announcement. I need 1.1 mil on this.
Well, when you had me on before, I had a lot of exciting shit going on.
But what has been going on?
Oh, bro, the Sidemen.
This works for the title. This works for the title.
Keep going.
Been happening, bro. The Sidemen.
This is happening.
Oh, bro,
you recently had Side Plus.
That was a big project. Wow.
You made a fuckload of money from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was the purpose of it.
Yes. Well, yeah, that and providing people with that extra bit of content that they never knew they needed.
No, I love it. I think it's a great idea because it was all this content just going to waste.
Exactly. I mean, would you consider yourself a Sidemen super fan?
I would.
Well, if you sign up...
Wait.
If you sign up on Side Plus, you can get exclusive t-shirts such as this.
Look, it is good, but it's obviously because it's not like you're the first people to do this, though. No. You had things like the Maverick Club.
Mm-hmm.
You had the full Send Club as well. They've all been doing it over in the US, but I'd say in the UK, you're probably the first people to do it.
Yeah, and it was always, we debated it in the chat like last year as well. We said, if we do it, it's got to be right. Mm-hmm. Like, it's got to be right. Otherwise, it just comes across as nabbing £7 a month.
Yes.
That's what it looks
like. Is that how much is £7?
Mate, I'm not going to lie. £7 is
that's
fucking
decent. That's tasty.
You compare that to Maverick Club are doing $20, so that's what, £15?
Yeah, mate, that's a fucking kebab.
Exactly. Yeah. After a night out, it's a stinking shit kebab.
If you can just hold off that kebab and have the kebab at home,
then you've got
£7.
A whole month of fucking joy. Yeah.
I would like to know how many hours of content you put out on Side Plus a month's time.
Oh, wow.
Because what do? You do a podcast on this.
Podcast
an hour
every week,
and a half.
Yeah. Then a BTS video, like Access All Areas.
Yeah.
That's which 15, could be across minutes. Like photo shoots, video shoots, whatever
loads
it
stuff.
Is. Yeah, so that could be like a 20-minute episode. Yeah. Then we got another bit that's sort of the same as podcast, but it's more Q&A based. So it's Ask the Sidemen.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those are like 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So
you're looking probably like two and a half. Actually, wait, no, more than that. Like 3 hours worth of content.
Every week.
That's crazy.
Every week. And it's also like the shit that people want to see. Like Simon said it before.
Yeah.
The stuff that is going on there, we wouldn't have done without it. So when you do pay the £7.
Yeah.
Honestly, you're getting, it's like an inside view, isn't it? It's like being flammable. You get to see everything. Yeah.
No, because I the first time I saw this was when we filmed the 100 Kids versus the Sidemen football game.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Which, by the way, was hilarious.
What a day.
We weren't allowed to, so a little inside, we're not allowed to like make, to swear around them.
Innuendos, nothing like.
No innuendos.
No.
And it was, I didn't realize just how foul-mouthed I am. because the whole time I was like stopping myself from
saying
it. You're
like a raccoon, man. You are foul. You're just foul.
What's a raccoon got to do with
this
shit?
You're just like rummaging through bins and just foul in general.
Man, this guy's killing me.
Sure. I compliment you a lot, so just let me have this one.
Okay.
But yeah, no, that was really funny. That was the first time that I seen you guys have like a whole dedicated crew just to filming side plus content. And I was there like, oh, okay, so they really do mean business.
Oh no, we meant business.
It's not just
it.
Some geezer with a camera.
No, no, no.
Camera.
It's not just walking around with a G7X like, how are you feeling today, fella?
Yeah.
It's all right. The weather's nice. Lovely day for it. Yeah, but...
So
it's
that's
decent.
Going well.
Yeah, but also the one thing, that day was so hard, wasn't it? We try not to make dirty jokes or like whatever, because a lot of people think we make content for kids, bro. How old were the kids? Like, realistically, they shouldn't know who we are and what we
do. Yeah,
because we're not. We don't.
You have to look at the parents there and say, "Excuse me."
Well, they was in the stands. They was buzzing.
Yeah, they were.
They was buzzing.
Did the kids actually manage to get a goal? I haven't seen the video.
Bro, they packed us in.
They battered them. Bro, there's 100 of them, Chip. What did
how old are these kids?
Chip,
like
we did it by,
eight?
So there was just 10 at first.
Yeah.
So it was 7 of us, 10.
Okay.
Then another, after 10 minutes, another 10 come on. So they just got loaded onto the pitch like that. So by the end, I was in goal because I'd hurt my leg. Harry loses the ball up there. It's like Game of Thrones scene. Game of Thrones scene.
It was crazy.
Bro, it was
go
mental.
On, did you clobber one?
Huh?
Did you clobber one?
Did you clobber
one? There's one bit in the video, you see it. They're in on goal, and I picked a kid up and tried to use him as a meat shield. About to save the goal, and then literally the kid's shot, and I just dashed him out the way because I was like, I can't do it.
Not allowed to swear at them, but you are allowed to
pick them up and use them as a meat shield.
Yeah. Fair enough. That seems reasonable. Mm. But yeah, they had that one. You guys got any cool videos coming up? Any big ones?
We've been on a decent street recently. Little £500 car challenge recently. Yeah, that one.
I saw that one.
I don't know where we got that idea from.
No, it was a good idea. Actually.
I think it was quality. It was good.
It was a funny video. I did watch it and I enjoyed it. And you were paired up. Was it with Harry?
Harry, bro. Yeah, we had a little Peugeot.
In these Sidemen videos, is there one person that you're there like, I hope I'm with this person? Because like, you know how you're like...
Well, yeah.
Oh.
Well, yeah, of course there
right,
is.
Right, who's that then?
Well, in that video, I'd rather be with Harry.
Right, well, what about any other video? Like, is there one person that, you know, it's just Harry, is it?
I like Harry. Harry's a really good friend of mine.
Yeah, okay.
And I think we get on really well in those videos. Like,
Did you guys win?
No. Oh. We won best car design there.
I saw the nonce on the side.
Well, no, that got added afterwards.
Really good stuff.
Yeah, but we wouldn't put nonce on board in our own car.
Fucking hell, this looks class.
To be fair, I posted an Instagram picture next to the word nonce.
I did say that. Yeah, that was interesting.
I bet it's bang.
Wait, what did you just say?
Why do you have to make it like that? Chip?
I meant the picture banged.
No, it didn't do too badly. Yeah.
Nice. It did well.
You lot were thinking something else.
All right.
You lot need to catch up.
How are you getting on with your drink? Oh, well, surely you need a little refill there.
That's your first one.
Yeah, but I must say,
I'm on my second.
Yeah, okay, let me get
lads,
mine.
We said last day,
and you're acting up like this.
Year in, bro.
Right, what did I even have in that? Oh, it was vodka.
What else can we clickbait in the title? The Sidemen did. Because Bazinga just don't cut it anymore, fellas.
Do you not think so?
No, it definitely does.
Why have you not uploaded on your main channel? All I get is Reddit videos and like VPN sponsorships.
Amen.
Amen.
Bro, if you think about it, like JJ's schedule's fucked, right? His is absolutely carnage. But all of us live normal lives as well, by the way. Like, we're normal people. We don't just sit home and go. So balancing all that is fucking awful.
Yeah.
And then to try and put out like a high production video on your own channel in the midst of all that, it's just like, I can't be bothered.
No, it's true.
It's stressful, man.
I was going to say, I feel like now the Sidemen, especially with Side Plus,
because
that just added like a whole another couple of days worth of work, is now like your full-time job. Like,
oh,
that
100%.
Is number one priority.
Yeah, Ethan from the
clear.
Sidemen.
Yeah. Ethan from the Sidemen.
Ethan from the Sidemen. Bazinga's.
Harry has been from the Sidemen for a while.
Harry has been Harry from the Sidemen for a long time. Yeah.
Would you say that's the case with everyone? I say probably JJ's the only one that has...
JJ's got so many different avenues, though. Like, he's fucking celebrity, personality, singer, rapper.
He's got it all.
Does it all, doesn't he?
The whole catalogue.
But then, I suppose, Josh, Tommy T. Josh lives more life hours than Tommy T than he does Zucker now.
Yeah, but do you reckon he would sack off the Sidemen to keep doing Tommy T?
I don't think so.
I think everyone's priority is 100% Sidemen.
It always has been. That's always been like the motive. But among... We got main channel, second channel, Sidemen React, Sidemen Shorts. Then we do...
Ask Chip what he does.
Then we do... I've seen his whiteboard. Then we've got Side Plus. Then we've got...
podcast in there.
Yeah, no, but then we've got two other projects launching soon.
Oh, shit, dude. Man.
Yeah, yeah.
You literally just actually don't have time to do main channel. Like, if that's well, me, I'd have sacked it.
I can happily do a Reddit video.
Yeah.
And that's nice to catch up on what people are...
No, but a Sidemen bread is...
It's nice.
It's busting.
Yeah, there's no problem with the main channel right now. No. Yeah.
No.
We don't need to be uploading.
Would you say you make more money from the main from the Sidemen than you do your... Yeah, okay, absolutely. Right. Question.
But from it depends though. So because obviously I do stuff like Instagram and stuff like that as well. Like Gymshark, whatever.
Instagram model, Bazinga.
I'm not saying
now you are, you know, you feel yourself so much on Instagram.
Every time I go to a restaurant with Bez, he'll be like, "Yo, Chip, take a pic of me."
Yeah, and then really? He'll go, I rate that,
go pose up next to the waterfalls.
Do you know what? Yeah.
Hands in the pocket.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll get the look down.
And then, smolder.
He loves it. He's so good at it. And I'm just like, bro, the confidence is unreal.
If you're getting ready
and
you think, do you know what? I look a little bit decent today. Why not memorize that?
Rude not to.
No, I like it. I like it. But it's more so the fact that you do capture those moments. I'll go out and I think, I'm looking good today. Yeah. And then I won't be uploading on Instagram for like two months. Yeah. And I'm there like, Ethan's already got a picture out. This guy's
100,
clear.
100.
You ever done like little Photoshop editing on those pics?
No, never. Really? I do have Lightroom. Lightroom's
fine though, isn't it?
Have I got to make bigger? My fucking ass. I've got a flat ass. I'm not going to try and make that any bigger.
You ever tried to grow the dumpy?
The dumpy?
I've tried to
brick up, bro.
The brick up. I'm all sorts of bricked up.
All sorts of bricked up.
Yeah, same.
Wait, what?
Bro, it's fucking boiling.
It's fine. It's just that.
It's a light. It's a light. You lot got the neon sign shining and all that.
Lads, I'm boiling. But you got to do like Instagram stuff as well. So like Instagram stuff and it depends.
Who takes your photos?
Mrs. does sometimes.
Mrs. does. She's behind the camera right now. She's giving us a wave.
Yeah.
Recently, had her birthday. She 15 now.
My gosh. I was bricked up.
Theo keeps coming in every time we mention 15. Theo, leave. That poor guy got smoke on the last one.
Yeah, no, he's taking it up.
Well, it depends. Sometimes I self-timer.
Really?
That's levels.
Self-timer, that is tough though, because you got to prop that shit up.
No, because you can set it to 3 seconds or 10 seconds.
Yeah, you're built
So
up.
If you want, if you set it to 10 seconds, you've got a little bit of time to get in there.
Yeah.
Look for all.
Check it out.
Yeah.
New iPhone as well, the quality.
I ain't got the new one, but I did see Harry. Harry posted in the group chat, didn't he, that picture of the Stella the other day. And it looked like an advert.
It looks sick.
It looked like an advert.
The new iPhone is sick. Is elite, man. It
looked like an advert.
I really like it. I paid it. I don't know why I did, but I had the old one, the little the Nokia brick looking one for ages. And then I was there like, do you know what? I really want this now. But I looked online and you couldn't find it anywhere. So then Harry tells me, I've just got mine off of eBay. And I'm thinking.
He said he paid over the odds for it though, didn't he?
Yeah,
he did.
Not too much, maybe like a couple hundred.
But at the same time, I'm there like, do I really need it that much? And then I just got caught up in the capitalist world, mate. I got caught up, I was wrapped in there. And next thing you know, I was shelling out peas I didn't need to shell out. And especially,
I don't do that.
You wait.
I wait until this one's packed in enough.
Yeah.
Or say I'll smash it to pieces.
Yeah.
I'll get the new one.
Okay.
If it starts jarring out, I'll probably get the new one. But other than that.
You just keep it going.
Thing, like,
you're not one of those guys that needs the latest whatever.
I normally do like a little 2-year cycle. So now I won't get next year's, but I'll get the one the year after.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, though. That's the way to do it, because these iPhones are not changing. Like, they're not changing
it's
at all.
It's the cameras. The cameras are the thing.
Like the battery on the new one as well is a lot better.
The battery, but the processing and all that shit is like, it's so minor every year. Like, realistically, you are just paying for a new camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. I'll tell you what I did do, and Harry inspired me to do this actually yesterday, is I set app limits.
Oh, wow. Yes, I saw him put that in the chat.
I've put an hour on TikTok. I've put an hour on Twitter.
You need the TikTok one as well, by the way, because you are bad.
Shit don't work, man. It don't work. I had it. I go on there. It tells me I've hit my app limit. I'll go into the app limits, and I'll go and turn the app limit off.
Wait, no, because this will make me feel bad. It was the same way with the drinking month, the sober September.
It will make you feel bad, but like, when you can override it so easily,
but that's
the
thing. It's like a couple of clicks, isn't it, and you override it. That's why I think it's fucking pointless.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, it is a bit pointless.
It's like sober September. It's fucking pointless, because look at you.
No, it was. Yeah, sober September was the biggest waste of my
And why did you say I stopped 5 days in?
Yeah, come on, bro.
Let's go.
Look, you lot didn't have the mental fortitude. Yeah, no, I came
no,
with
no, 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 we no. didn't run. No, we didn't run from something you crawled back to, bro. Like, oh yeah, take me back.
I was desperate.
Like, didn't even come out the other side. Like, better off. Like, you still drink just as much as you did.
Yeah,
I drink more.
Yeah, and you went somewhere at midnight because you fucking missed it so much. Yeah. Not like, wow, I feel like a new person. I don't need drinks anymore. Yeah. No, you went to a pub and waited.
Yeah, I've
waited for it to take over.
You've been on a bender recently.
Exactly.
No, you're right. You are right. But the reason why I did that though was to prove to myself.
Yeah, you did prove to yourself.
And nice. I did prove to myself that I can do it. I showed that I didn't have an addiction. I think I have an addiction to my phone.
Yeah. That is probably a thing. I think,
do you reckon you have an addiction?
Probably. My screen time is probably high, yeah.
Mrs. thinks I've got one.
Yeah.
Because I always say, like, I'm just doing like business stuff. Like, Sidemen have so many group chats.
No, but a lot of it is, though.
But then also the secondary thing. So I'll do the group chat shit or whatever, and then I'll flick off and I will go on it, admittedly. I do that, so.
What's your main? What would you reckon? Pull up your screen time right now. Let me see what your screen time is right now.
I think WhatsApp's my favorite.
Chip, get out your screen time right now. Well, and I want it for the last month. Can you do it for the month or the last?
I just got my phone, so I can't do a month.
Daily average set. Oh.
Mine's gonna be high. I'm telling you, man. I've been on it so much recently.
How'd you do?
Screen time.
All right. So we do the last 4 weeks.
Check this shit.
Should we do the last 4 weeks?
Like, bro, today I've already been on it for 4 hours. It's 5 p.m.
Yeah, and you know you're going home and you're doing at least another two.
Yeah.
If you click week and then swipe across, you can do the last 4 weeks. So let's do the last month.
All right, week and then let's...
All right, week one.
Last week. Wait, is it just... Wait, what am I doing here?
So
show this week.
He's only just...
Week. And then literally swipe like that.
Swipe like that. Okay.
There you go. All right, cool. So...
What have you got, Bez?
So I went from 4 hours 40.
Yeah.
To 6 hours 20.
Right.
Then I went to 6 hours 16.
Yeah.
And then I went to 9 hours.
Whoa, what were you doing on that 9 hour day?
Maybe just YouTube, but I think it's because I went to sleep with my phone on.
Oh, okay. So what does it say your average is?
Where's that? Daily average.
Just. Oh, no.
Well, that's this week because it's Monday, isn't it? So last week's average 6 hours.
So you're 6 hours 16. Mine is 6 hours 30.
Mine's 6 hours 27.
Oh, that's okay, so we're all actually similar.
What's your most used?
100%, bro, it's TikTok by so far.
Mine's actually WhatsApp, because I love the boys.
Mine is YouTube and TikTok.
Really? Bro, look at the... My TikTok is like double anything.
Yo, just to check, has anyone got Deliveroo in like the top apps used?
No, bro, it's not even
How
close.
Long do you scroll Deliveroo for?
I've got 1 hour 17 minutes on Deliveroo.
That is really bad, Chip. How are you spending in a week? Is that in a week?
Listen, scrolling, finding the right restaurant.
Bro, come on, you must have nailed down your fucking reliability.
Yeah. Nah, but recently I've been trying out all kinds of shit. Yesterday I ordered Chinese hot pot.
And how was that?
It was beautiful.
You said you text me this morning saying your arsehole was on fire. We had a call with Spotify.
It was spicy. Yeah.
And we were talking about, ooh, how are we going to announce this thing? And Chip goes, sorry, mate, I'm going to be a bit late. I've just had the spiciest shit ever, I think he said.
Yeah, lovely.
Oh, the ring, man, the ring.
Oh. The sting ring.
Indian butler don't cut it anymore.
Indian butler's good, but when I go there, I know it's a 2 day like hiatus from life because my asshole's peppered.
Really?
Like chicken madras.
Bro,
it
will do you
man.
In. It will do you in.
What's your go to delivery spot?
Oh,
remember the Poppy's days? Poppy's days when me and Ethan were just going back to back on Poppy's.
What's Poppy's? Let people know what Poppy's is.
Poppy's is fish and chips of Camden.
Yeah.
But it's lovely.
It's like quite a famous one, right?
National Fish and Chip Award. 2018, I think it was.
Okay.
It is quality. It is so delicious.
It is
and even, you know how usually if you deliver say it might come a little bit condensated, a little bit
soggy.
Yeah. This maintains quality
through
the journey and through to my gob. It is delicious.
Their curry sauce is phenomenal as well.
Poppy's, bro. I think I've done 4 days back to back before.
That's disgusting.
That's filthy.
Your gut must have been praying for forgiveness.
Yeah, I back it up.
Yeah.
Slop. Yeah, sloppy. No, but I've done 4 days back to back on Poppy's and that was
an experience.
That was a bad time.
You grow up and it's a story.
Exactly.
It's a story. Yeah, that's one to tell to grandkids, mate. Yeah, I went back to back 4 days, mate, and I had fish and chips every night. Your grandkids looking at you like, you big fucking loser. No wonder you had a heart attack last week.
It's all about building that CV, boys.
Building that CV. I'd love to see what your CV actually looks like.
Yeah. I don't think I have one now.
Obviously,
sure.
Chip.
Have any of you actually had a real job?
No.
Yeah. I worked a game at McDonald's.
Oh, you did, didn't you? Yeah,
you've have had you the real
no, I've never
no,
had
no,
real
no, because
no.
you in YouTube, you're younger than us.
Yeah.
You're
well, I'm just a bit younger. I'm still fucking. I'm 26
you're
now,
older.
Bro. Yeah, that's the thing.
Oh, you're probably my age.
I thought you were 25. Why are you 26?
I'm 26,
bro. No, you don't cap on that. He's a different 26 than you. You're like
no, I'm 26 as well.
No, but you're
a little bit more 26 than me. Yeah, you're a bit older, though.
Yeah, you're a bit
I'm literally 26 as well.
No, but you're a little bit more 26.
You know what I mean? Like, you're 26, he's 26.
You know how something can be good or very good? Yeah, like, I'm 26, you're very 26.
Good, I'm very good.
No.
You're very 26.
Okay,
fine. Yeah, no, my birthday is in a few weeks, so if anyone wants to drop me a little present.
You're about to be 27, Jesus Christ.
At least I'm not Calyx.
That's true. 30 next year.
30. Shit. I think we're trying to do like a little Vegas number.
Yeah. Wow, that would be insane. Wow, 30. The big 3-0. Yeah.
All of us.
Gotta settle down then.
You hear though that a lot of people say that their 30s is the best. Do you reckon do you reckon they just say that to make themselves feel better? Or do you actually believe 30s is a good time to come?
No, I do think. What do you mean a good time to come? What do you mean?
Right, well, I don't know why you said it like that.
Why did you say that? Why did you say that?
I said it's a good time. Like, it's going to be a good time.
All right.
Do you reckon 30s is going to be a good time to come?
I think it's a great time to come.
Do you think it's a good time to come?
It'll probably be better time to come.
I can barely get the words out. Man, he's so excited to come to 30.
I mean, you're probably coming last, but...
I feel like, as well, in our group, I think Harry started this, by the way, there's a common misconception that we're all bare old. And like, by turning 30, you're bare old. You're not bare old, bro. I think Harry started
that's
this.
Not old
no, see, look, he's in your head rent-free, yeah. Harry is. He's made you feel horrifically old.
Right.
30, bro, you still got so much shit to do.
No.
Adult, bro, you're out.
No.
You think it's just casket season now?
The thing is, I can't be talking about the mad shit we talk about on here at the age of 30. I can't.
No, we defo can.
Do you know how many blokes there are in Canary Wharf right now doing crazier shit than we do in their 30s?
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
So maybe we need to get a job at Canary Wharf.
I would rather.
Talk about soul destroying.
I would rather off myself.
Yeah.
Trying to get in that tube station after work.
It's the craziest tube station ever.
Yeah, I'm all right.
I watched, I was on Reddit the other day and I was looking around at the worst places on London. And the whole thread just seemed to list everywhere in London. I'm really struggled to find, besides maybe Knightsbridge. You can get robbed in any place in London.
Well, I mean, Hackney, you've got South London, Croydon.
Islington, Highbury.
You're
finished it.
Streets ain't safe, man.
Everywhere but Fulham and Chelsea.
Yeah, you're dusted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just saw that yesterday. It was a really like interesting thread of everyone just saying, actually, London is just like
shite.
Some of it is. It's just it's so overpopulated.
There's a lot.
It's
of
mental,
people.
Isn't it? There's so many people here.
You're moving out of London at some point.
I am.
Where are you going?
As you said, like it's casket season now.
It's casket. Yeah.
Yeah. So just a little bit out where I can still get in when I need to, fucking like I come in here now.
Yeah.
So I spend a bit of my time outside of London now. Mm-hmm. When I come here, bro, when I drive my car around, I hate it here.
You get depression.
I hate it here.
Is it
bro.
An anger or is it a
no,
sadness?
It's not an anger. It's just like, it's just unnecessary. Yeah. You know what I mean?
People not indicating.
Oh, bro, people smashing
people not
into,
indicating.
Bro, we're walking to a tube station the other day, bro, and three people nearly had a fight with me, bro, just because like, you smashed into my shoulder. Chill out, man.
Yeah, just relax.
Chill out. This is the thing. London, everyone's in a rush.
Yeah.
Everyone's in a rush to do everything.
You ever had it where you're like, fuck up, you're contactless and there's a queue behind you?
Yeah,
on the tube.
And you start hearing the tuts.
And
you double tap maybe one too many times and you've locked it. Double tap.
Yeah. It's stress. Unless you're smooth with it, there's people kicking off already behind you and then you're getting dirty looks on the way down.
That's right. I think everyone... Do you know what? I try and walk like... I walk with a purpose. Because if you walk like a purpose, no one stops you. This is the thing. So if you walk like you've...
So when you say walking with a purpose, you're talking shoulders back, chest out, head up.
Yeah, sort of, but with pace and sort of like you look like you're busy. You look like you're doing something.
Yeah.
But everyone in London does that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I've adopted that style. It's nice.
And it's working.
Well, yeah, because no one bothers you.
Except for the fact that I almost scrapped three people in a tube station.
But no, I didn't. Because that's going to come across bad. Like Ethan wants to fight them. No, but it's just they smash into you. And it's fucking chill out.
Relax.
Just walk.
Yeah, walk normally.
Just walk. But then again, I'm now advocating walking like a purpose.
Yeah, that's so okay. You're part of the problem now, you see.
I'm fence sitting.
You are. Yes. And so you mentioned that you're moving out.
Yeah.
You're going further out.
Yeah.
Have you got a place?
I have.
You have got a place? Mm. You're excited about that place?
Land, bro.
Land. Is that what you've acquired? Some land.
I've acquired land.
You've acquired some land.
I've acquired land. I've acquired life, bro. Nice. Like, this is what I mean. Fight. This is what I mean. But I think when you get older, bro, you got so much more shit to look forward to, bro. You got new. You can build shit.
What are you gonna build on this new land?
I'm building a gym.
Okay, a home gym.
Yeah, I'm building like a gym.
Really?
I'm building like office or whatever, bro.
Okay, so you're actually
I'm gonna do stuff.
That'll be nice. And what, you're gonna make like a big, I don't wanna say a shed because it obviously sounds a bit grander than that. Bro. But essentially like an outhouse. I think it's called an outhouse.
A guest house?
Yeah, like that type of thing.
It's not a guest house. It's not a housing one, is it?
No. But no. It will house your gains.
It will house my gains, yeah. Nice, it will house loads of things. It will house horses.
We're gonna have a little party there.
Yeah. We're gonna have a party, sure.
Nice.
I've actually got a tree house that's built into trees, bro. I think I showed you pictures.
Well, where else is a treehouse can be built into, mate?
That's getting clipped. That's
not that's you'll never guess this, mate. You know, he's got a treehouse in a tree.
Fuck me, that was bad. That's bad. But you know what? You know how I mean? Like sometimes they're in the tree, but they're like offset from the. This one's got like the oak going through it. Like,
it's done, brother. It's done. It's done. Just tell us the postcode and then we'll gaff and be done with it. Yeah.
Well, you have to do a housewarming thing there, though.
Oh, of course.
Is that on the plan?
Yeah, we'll do it.
When are you moving out there? When are you 100%?
As soon as I get a contract over, fella.
Okay, so you know, it's just like the legal part.
Solicitors reeking up the gaff.
Yeah.
Really?
Reeking up the gaff.
So, yeah.
Just it's a waiting game now. Yeah, that's exciting. Exactly. So what are you doing with it? You still rocking the GTR?
I am still rocking the GTR,
indeed. Because I think, you know what? I should have gone back and watched our previous podcast, but I remember us talking back then about you potentially getting a new car.
Oh, yeah.
You were thinking about
getting rid of the Dragon, the matte black GTR, and getting something else. What's the plan?
So when I was thinking about selling it, I was actually taking it very seriously. I messaged people to say, I want to put it up for sale, or like whatever.
Yeah.
And it was like, in winter, selling supercars or whatever, or modified, is pointless because it goes so much cheaper. So I was like,
really? Is that a thing?
Yeah, yeah. Because no one wants them in winter,
do they?
Yeah,
they all want it summer. Yeah.
So I was like, cool, I'll keep it until next summer. And next summer came, and I was like, no, I did. It's quite nice.
Fell into your own trap, and he said, "Oh, I quite like this during the summer, you know."
It's quite fun. Yeah. That's the thing. It is fun. I know, as much as my friends like to say, "Oh, fucking hate it when I get in there." We did donuts the other day in the car park. Yeah, me and Harry, and he was giggling like a little girl.
So it gave him that feeling. That euphoria.
He would tell you, "Oh, I fucking hate getting in that car." I saw him giggling.
Yeah,
this is the thing.
He enjoyed it,
and it makes people smile. It's a fun car.
So your plan is to keep it.
I think I will. The thing is, I'm not. This sounds big headed. I'm not in a position to need to sell it.
Of course not.
So no. I might keep it. Yeah, I've got space. Are we gonna add to the?
Yes. To the last. Yeah, is that what we're talking about? Okay, adding to
what
the.
What would you get? What would you get?
Yeah,
though?
4x4 next.
Oh,
something like, utility wise.
Classic, like, or are you going like a little Jeep or something? Little Wrangler.
You need space for the kids.
Yeah. Oh, that's it, man.
Have you not told him yet?
Fuck. You need a box of Picasso.
Picasso would bang.
A Picasso,
I know I'm only Ethan from the side of it. I'm not KSI from the side of it, right?
No, but you could get a new Reg Picasso then.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A new Reg.
How about just like a Touareg or whatever?
Yes.
A little E Touareg. Everything's electric nowadays, isn't it? Really?
What would you say is the best family whip? See, now this is the 30-year-old content we're after.
Volvos are up there. Volvos are looking very nice. Very good.
Would you be getting a Volvo?
No, I wouldn't be getting a Volvo. No.
What car are you? What car do you want? You
if I was going to get a 4x4, it'd either be. See, the thing is, the actual tiny knob of me wants to say the big loud Range Rover SVR.
Yes.
Yep.
But that means that I've got one of those.
Yep.
Whereas if you don't get the one, tiny. If you don't get the one that sounds like.
It's nice, though.
Blah, 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 and just get the Sport, it's a little bit more classy. Like, it's still big, but it still looks nice.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't go.
It's like what the rich dads get.
I've already got a car that goes.
Yeah,
No. So it's either Range Rover Sport, I think, or the. Mercedes, but you drove them and you said they feel like a tank.
The G-Wagons?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, me and Chip both went on Gumball.
Yeah.
It was the Gumball G-Wagon. And the space in that car is almost non-existent. It looks like, it's such a big squared off box. And you think, wow, that must be so big inside. You get inside, mate, you've got more space in the back of a fucking,
wasn't very
in your GTR,
in my car,
mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was really disappointed with that. But this was a few years back, and I've heard since
they've
then
got new ones, haven't they?
That the new ones are actually so much better.
I don't know if the new ones are slightly pleasing though, as the old
really?
Ones.
Do you
yeah,
think?
I think that old Mercedes style, like the ones that everyone sees, like in Knightsbridge, whatever, those ones,
the G wagons, yeah,
yeah, those ones, I think are a bit better looking than the new ones.
Yeah, that happens, though, isn't it? Where they, you know, they'll bring out a new shape and it just don't quite hit the same.
So I don't think the new BMWs.
Yeah, I've the same.
So
same
the front grills. It's disgusting.
Yeah, there's a lot of new cars these days getting rounder and rounder on the edges and stuff like this, and it's ruining it.
But that's why I like my car GTR. So the 2009 one is very like rounded, whatever.
Yeah.
The one I got is more chiseled. Like they, they chiseled it. Yeah. That's why I love mine so much. That's
What year is yours?
2016.
Yeah. Oh, so that's still pretty new. You know?
Yeah. That's what it's got. It's got 20,000 miles on it. Like it's still.
Wait, did you buy it new? Is it all your miles?
I bought it brand new. It had, I think, 2,000 miles on it when I bought
it. Fuck me.
So, but that was just from driving it up and down to showrooms or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I've got, yeah.
I remember you actually had a car Instagram.
I did.
Bazinga GTR.
Yeah, because I was going to car meets and stuff
Yeah, you were well into it to begin with.
I was doing car meets and stuff like that. And then again, life just fucking busy. Mm-hmm. I can't go out on Sundays and do whatever. Like, I've got more shit to do. Mm-hmm. But those are fun. You go on like little car meet. You meet up at like Cobham Services.
Yeah.
And there'll be like tons of cars. There was a Back to the Future car there.
Ooh,
like,
loads of DeLorean.
That is cool. It's sick. You do meet some fun people. And you razz it through a couple of tunnels. Get in trouble by the police a little bit.
Yeah.
Do a couple
of you ever been pulled over in it?
No, but I was doing flames and stuff past the police car.
Do you get in trouble for doing flames? Even if you're doing the speed limit?
No, you don't. No, you don't get in trouble for doing flames. I did get pulled over on the way back from Topgolf once.
On the way back from Topgolf?
You know, by the cycling bit of the Stratford arena. You know that a bit of A12 there?
Yeah.
You know how, like, as you come around the corner, there's like little lay-by? So I'd whirled it up from way back around the corner.
Yeah.
I'm fucking bombing it past. I come around the corner, I see a police car. Oh, but I see a police car and then a car in front of it. So I'm like, oh, he's pulled someone else. That's fine. Little did I know, it was two police cars. So I went, oh, fuck, it's police cars. I pulled over into the left lane and slowed down. Flashing lights in the background.
Nah,
yeah. And he pulled me over and he was like, mate, I heard you whirl it up from about fucking 10 years away. And I went, oh, I'm sorry, fella. I was like, I know there's no cameras down here. And he went, yeah, I know you know.
And that's why I'm here. Yeah, I am the camera.
And he went, mate, you're not the only one. He was like, there was a Range Rover the other side of the road doing 120 earlier.
Oh my.
But he said, the only reason we're here is because a Range Rover last week went flying into the back of an Audi because there was no cameras down there and they completely mauled them.
Oh dear.
So yeah, no, it's quite hard. Yeah,
get
torrid.
Ticket or anything?
No, he said, because he said nowadays there's a new system where like they'll log it.
Yeah.
And then it goes onto a system where like an algorithm sort of decides what to do or whatever.
Decides your fate.
Yeah, it does it.
Fucking hell.
Oh, sweet. I guess it must just be like, right, is this guy like consistently a pagan or not?
Yeah, yeah.
I swear a lot of the speeding camera, a lot of speeding cameras in the UK just don't work on it. Even when they flash, like shit.
Well, no, there was a new law. I remember growing up when they had to tell you where one was and if it's working or not. So like there's a couple of roads near the missus house where it said this speed camera is not in use, but it's still there.
Oh,
I think it is just like
it's one of those ones. Yeah. Interesting.
Scare people to slow down.
I do have points on my license.
You do have points on your license. Yeah. Did that jack up your insurance?
No. So funny. This is so funny, by the way, right? This insurance story. So obviously, when you turn 25, your insurance goes right down.
Yeah, it does.
So I was obviously, because I've had my GTR for what?
What, since?
I don't even know. Since I was a child, pretty much, really.
Yes.
Like in terms of insurance, since I was a child. a young driver, anyway. So I was paying like a premium for my insurance. So anyway, turn 25, I was like, oh, fuck it, I'll go fully comprehensive now so that I'm completely covered or whatever.
Yeah.
And they sent me a thing. They was like, all right, you have to have a Cat 3 tracker in your car, blah, 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 whatever.
Oh, mate, that ruins it.
So I signed up for it. I was like, fuck it, I'll go do it. But it's a bit jarring. So I went to
you said, oh, I'll put a tracker in my GTR.
It's theft, isn't it? Like, that's why they don't want to get stolen.
Oh, my bad.
That's a black box.
Go put the tracker in.
No, so I was like, fuck it, I'll go and get a tracker. So I went Nissan, spent nearly 800 quid on a tracker. And then I was like, do you know what? It's actually a bit long because I'd read a load of stuff about GTRs and trackers where they just shut the car down in like petrol stations because they'll think it's stolen or whatever. Like it just jars out the system. Then you have to ring up and say, listen, I'm driving my car at a petrol station.
Yeah.
So I was like, actually, I don't want to do this. So I started searching for new insurances on the same website. I got a phone call the next day. Hey, yeah, the insurance company said that they don't need proof of tracker anymore. You're fine.
Oh my God.
Because I was taking my business elsewhere.
Yeah, they knew
it.
You were going to leave.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and the price was good. The price just went down, even though you had the points and everything. Yeah, exactly. Oh, you're chilling.
Oh, you're fine.
But the point's stupid anyway. It's near Greenwich when I lived in Greenwich.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, you know that road where you go into the O2 car park?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 30. I was doing 34 or something like that on the way to an airport. And the fucking bastard goes, are you speeding down this road? I said, fella.
You get pulled over. He pulled me down for doing 34.
Yeah, he waved me down and went, oh, no, 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 whatever. He snapped a picture of me and whatever.
Wait, they take a picture of you?
Bro, but the reason why I got...
Smile, bro, dick.
Bro, the reason why I got the points is the most stupid reason ever. So I was moving like a week or two. So everything went to the old address.
Yeah,
so I didn't see the papers to pay the fine or whatever.
Yeah.
So as I moved to a new address, obviously you don't update everything instantly.
No.
So then I update everything. I get a fucking thing through. Court thing, whatever, saying, la, 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 you missed. La, la, la. Well, I got 6 points and 600 quid fine.
fucking
Well, and whereas if you'd replied to letter, I reckon you would have actually got speed no awareness. Points because you do that speed awareness course, right?
And I tried saying this. I said, brother, I moved house.
Yeah. And they weren't having it.
Didn't see any of the letters, whatever.
Yeah, little bastards. So
they weren't having it.
But they expire this year. So the 6 points expire this year.
Oh, nice. Oh, how long does it take to expire?
3 years.
Oh, okay. That's actually not too bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Good times, man. Good times. But you mentioned it already.
Yeah, you're, 6 points. Good times.
Yeah, yeah. Good times. Nice. Good times to expire, Chip. Come on, man.
Oh, okay.
You mentioned it already. Last time you were on this podcast, you were a single man.
Mm, mm.
You are no longer a single man. You're a man in a relationship.
I am. Yeah.
With wonderful Faith sat behind there.
Jeez, hello.
The audience went wild for that one. So shout out to them.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah.
How does it compare to the single life?
I think when you find the right relationship,
yeah,
you feel like you're living the life you deserve.
I like that. You say the right stuff here, fella.
You feel like you're living the life you deserve.
She's currently got a gun to his head behind the camera here, guys.
No, genuinely, I think when you crack on with the right person, it's sort of just, it's a breeze, isn't it? It's nice, it's fun.
You always said, even during the same time, you're there like, no. This is literally what he used to say to me, yeah? He would go, I'm gonna find the right one, yeah? And I'm gonna be treated like a king.
Yeah.
That's what he said. And when or he was like, when I find the right one, I'll know because you'll treat me like a king.
Yeah, bro. And guess what? Took me to a stable, bro. Gave me Toblerone, gave me donuts, gave me fucking...
Wait, is this the first date?
Yeah, bro.
Wait, what was the first date? Run me through the first date.
So obviously, Faith is into her horses. She has three of her own.
You know what they say? They say, be very careful of horse girls.
Oh, don't worry. I'm fucking well aware.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no,
I just thought I'd give you that warning sign right there.
I'm well aware. Okay. However, first date, I said, oh, we should do something. I'll come pick you up, whatever. And she said, oh, yeah, we'll do that. And she went, oh, we'll go down the stables, go for a walk or whatever. Little did I know, she'd set up. One of her horses lives out in the field. It doesn't really come in anymore.
Yeah.
So this is pretty stable. I rock up. There's a blanket. There's pillows. There's like a little haystack. There is donuts, Toblerones, chocolates, Malibu pre-mixed on there. Little music on the phone. Sat there, had a chat.
Mate, this sounds like something that you know in Love Island where they set up the date somewhere.
Bro, yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This generally is what it was, that sounds like. Generally, it was like that. And she was shit on herself because she was like, fuck, what if he leaves this thinking, Jesus Christ.
This is a bit much.
Bit much, yeah.
But no, I don't know, would I think that?
It's the effort. No, that's a lot of effort, and it's nice. It's nice.
I was like, wow. I kept saying it to her on the day. I was like, no one's ever done anything like that for me.
Yeah.
Ever. So I was like, yeah, nice.
You're feeling it. And at that point, you know, this could be the one that treats me like a king.
This could very well be the one.
So after that.
Yeah.
You walked away from. Are you porking on the first date?
No, we didn't pork on the first date.
No, no porking on the first date.
Actually, very nervous first kiss on the first date.
Because wait.
Lads, I shit myself.
Wait.
I can't speak to women, bro.
A bit of nervous game from Bazinga.
Nervous game, bro.
Well, go on then. Give us I'm involved now.
We wrapped up in the stables. Like, oh, that was lovely. I'll drop you back. Whatever. Get on with the day. Whatever. I'll go back.
Yeah.
And sort of like, I didn't know whether like...
Yeah, is it a lips in one?
Like, I know you set all this up for me, but do you still find me attractive like after spending time with me or not?
Because so it is a first date after
It is. So I went in for like a little...
Oh. Wait, was it?
I dropped nervous game. It's more than nervous game. It's nervous actions, bro.
Like, your lips didn't know what we're doing.
Is it like a mad...
Bro,
like,
I lost a stiff peck.
Yeah, lost all composure.
Bro, I lost all composure. And that's when, again, you know, right?
She's
making me nervous, bro. Like, that must mean, So, yeah.
So you walked away from the first date.
Yeah.
And were you thinking you fumbled it with the
100%, 100%, 100%.
Really?
But then I found out that she was shaking the whole time, trying to get in the car.
Yeah.
But as she always says, I was bare loud. She's like, why are you so loud? But I said, I think it's just because we're YouTube, isn't it? Like,
What, on the date when you were chatting?
No, we're just talking generally.
Oh, right, you're just naturally loud.
Just naturally loud.
What, like you're scaring the horses?
You'll spook the fucking horses, Ethan!
Fuck's sake. But yeah, no, it's cute.
What do I have on that?
Yeah.
And then, okay, this is the big one, right?
What?
And I want to get your opinion on this as well, Chip. What? Right? So you go away after something like that. When do you drop the text like the, I had a nice time one? Are you dropping it within the first hour of the date? Or are you going to bed and then waking up tomorrow like I had a nice time yesterday?
It depends on when you leave it. I would personally say that, all right, so what time do you reckon you left?
What did I do?
You did it on the night.
I think respectfully,
bro,
you say the first night.
Respectfully, bro, especially when you set up that, bro. I've got videos of it on my phone, it's pretty cute.
Yeah.
I think I'll
if you're trying to be a footballer, then you could leave it for like 4 days.
Well, you just don't.
Just never mess with that until wait for her, and then you go, yeah, what's up, girl?
I'll try and find it on my phone. But yeah, I think.
No,
yeah.
I
so you dropped it that evening. You said I had a nice time. See, I think you leave it to the evening. So let's say it ends a few hours after.
It has to be at the night.
Yeah, you can't do it straight away.
But it does have to be on the first day.
Like, imagine you just get in the car 5 minutes later. I had a really great time.
Yeah, triple driving home whilst driving. Yeah, no, this has been quality. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Try and find it.
I don't.
You just jump straight on FaceTime. I miss you. Even it's been fucking 2 minutes.
Sorry, I'm a dog.
Even you're on my driveway.
Yeah, look, Ethan,
you're still in my driveway.
I'm still in the car, fella.
Oh, that is mate. That is literally like what we said. Oh, that's like a proper setup.
That is
date.
That is really sick.
I've never seen a first date like that.
Good work, that Faith. Good work.
And did she know who Bazinga was?
No, not a fucking clue.
Really?
Not clue. That's what was so funny, right? So
funny,
bro.
So
because
funny.
No, it was funny because she mugged me off, really.
Really?
Yeah. So I'd seen her on TikTok like a couple of months beforehand or whatever, mm-hmm. and I thought, she's quite good looking. Bit of me.
So bit of me. That is.
Then I just skipped past it, like a few pages. Right? I just skipped past it. Didn't think anything of it. And then she came up again like a couple of months later.
Oh, a sign maybe, Bazinga.
Like, fuck it, do you know what? I follow her. And I saw her Insta in the bio and I was like, I follow her, she bit me. Private profile though. Okay. So I knew she'd have to accept me. Yeah. Now that's where
Because if she has to see the Bazinga profile.
But now that's where the like
the levels.
Yeah, that's where it comes up like, oh, there's a blue tick in the request.
Yeah.
So that, I dropped the
blue
tick.
Would you say the blue tick helped you secure this relationship?
Did the blue tick help?
No. She's saying no.
She's not going to say yes, though, is she? No,
what about the... Oh, she's had blue ticks
before. Fair enough.
Look at that. That's champion behavior. okay, so the blue... Anyway, she had to accept it. So she had to pre the profile.
Yeah, and I think maybe a night after or something, whatever, she'd done one of them... You know when you put the questions up?
Yeah.
People like, apparently everyone just kept whacking in her questions. Do you know who's following you?
Oh, because everyone's clocked.
Yeah, one of the silence followers. So she put in brackets, sorry if you see this, but I ain't got a fucking clue.
So oh, really? On the story?
Yeah.
So she just violated you publicly, no problem.
Yeah, so I just replied laughing. And then that was it.
Because you have to. That's the only appropriate
And then
response.
Lads out there, right? This is top tier tactics. When you're going for a new bird, don't text, use voice notes. Amen?
Yeah, I like that.
What is a voice note one?
From the first couple of chats where I laughed at her story or whatever, then I just...
Jumped on the voice notes.
Why
is it the voice note?
I'd say that shows confidence straight off the bat. If someone voice notes me, I'm like, shit, like you're just straight in voice. You're not even worried. Like,
you're not voice notes are, you're not sat there thinking or calculating a reply.
Right.
You're just speaking, bro.
Yeah, it's true.
It's actually better as well. Like, it's just, you can just speak.
Yeah.
Pro tip for anyone chatting to someone new, show chest, show confidence.
Yeah, nice.
And so and then that happened, and did you ask her who's asking for the relationship?
I flopped it, bro.
Wait, what do you mean you flopped it?
Because again, nervous game, bro.
I get nervous in this thing, bro.
So we've been together for what, how long? I don't know.
Come on, you know.
A month or so, right? We've been seeing each other properly.
Yeah.
Like a month or so.
Yeah. Of dates.
Yeah, so then it was more than dates because it was during COVID times, bro. So like there's nothing to do other than like just see each other, right?
Yeah.
So we've seen each other more, like so much. Mm-hmm. More than like you would in like just normal times.
Normal times, because there's nothing else to do except see people.
Yeah, exactly. So was around there in bed.
Yeah, and
I said, so what, am I your man's now?
I remember you telling me this actually. That's a good bit of line.
Like that.
She was confused for 3 days, bro. She asked her dad. She was like, "He said this. What does that mean?"
No way.
Yeah. Drops a lingo on
that. That is a bit of an L. That.
Oh, bro, stinker. So recently, I made up for it. We went down to Folkestone.
You were a bit nervous game when you said that as well.
Pop question.
Went down to Folkestone on a little romantic weekend away, and I said, I flopped it. Will you be my girlfriend?
Oh, that is very kind.
So I did make up for it.
That's nice.
She will still tell the story, like, and mug me off, by the way. She does it all the time.
Yeah, of course. You have to now.
No, but
so that's nice. So you're well and truly on the relationship vibe train.
Yeah, man. I'm
enjoying the not the single life.
There's not many of us that aren't now.
Theo. Theo is living.
Listen, Theo's a separate case.
Yeah,
Theo's a case.
He's
Look, no, Theo's doing his
he's
thing.
He's doing his thing.
He deserves
man.
To, he deserves
his
to have
he's
this
shining.
Time.
He's shining.
Theo, I think, is coming to Faith's little shindig, right? He could do that.
Faith's got a birthday party and based out in Essex somewhere.
Yeah. Listen.
And How do you reckon Theo will get on at a...
Well, it's not like... I feel like... Because we're Londoners, right? We often say like, oh, whatever. You go there, you think, oh my God, babe, it's going to be like that. It ain't really. They're just like me, bro. They're just like
nah,
me.
They aren't. Nah, they aren't. They are like what you said. Like the proper Essex accent.
So what, like, am I like a hybrid? Am I like a Londoner Essex hybrid?
Yeah, but obviously recently you've been spending more time out there. So yeah. you are leaning towards that side. But yeah, you are definitely a hybrid.
Yeah. Right. Well, anyway, I think if Theo isn't too interested in pursuing whatever else he's got on the plate right now.
Oh, right. Yes, yeah, of course. Yeah, then
I think he's a funny enough lad to get,
because we think that as well. We think he's a he's one of those. Do you know what it is? Like, you first meet him and you're thinking gay best friend.
Do you not think, right? I Theo, this is gonna come across really bad, right? You know, like, he's one of the medium ugly blokes.
Oh my
God. But he's so funny. But he's so funny. I think I'm medium ugly.
Oh, no, spot of ideal's gone already.
I think I...
So what are you saying about the... He's medium ugly, but...
But he's funny than so many people I know.
Yes.
Like, he's fucking so hilarious.
It benefits so well.
He's just funny, bro, day-to-day life. Like, he's just funny.
He radiates confidence as when he's chatting to...
Just funny confidence. Yeah. Like, he's just out there, bro, and I love it.
And most importantly, he can laugh at himself.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
He won't get offended, like. No. He doesn't get offended.
You know what? He literally doesn't.
Theo, bro, you're fucking handsome, bro.
Yeah. Oh my God. I can't wait. I can't wait for this clip. He's going to be like, I was scrolling through my phone for you.
He's
going to
be in the chat, bro. He's going to be like, oh, that meme again, though.
Yeah, he always puts the Theo crying meme, doesn't he?
He's crying. Oh man, have you been? Are you active on TikTok? You know the latest TikTok trends?
Test me.
HS Tiki Toki.
Yeah, HS Tiki Toki. Yeah, yeah.
What do you think?
You're a girl. Play this when you're walking down the alley. You're a girl.
It's so good.
Yeah. So how long is it saying?
You turn on this wood.
You're gonna be.
Is that an Essex thing? The hold this wood. Is it or is it?
I don't think so. I think he's made it.
I've heard the same before. Yeah. But I think glamorizing it and making it like a thing has been very much him. It's been very much him. I do think it's funny, to be fair. If you go through TikTok and you see in the comments, there'll be like someone on there and they'll be like, are you trying to find this fine mahogany?
Yeah, the fine oak.
And he's just went and rented an R8, didn't he?
Are you back in London?
And then he's
going on a waffling podcast, no?
Yeah, but is it Zoom or is he actually, I can't believe that because we've been trying to get it on.
It's because he wants to scrap well, no?
That's true. Yeah, actually, I didn't even think of that.
What was he said on his TikTok? He's like, yeah, I think he's funny, but I will batter him or something.
He goes, he ain't my mate.
Yeah, he ain't my mate.
But I still batter him.
I'm here for clout. I want the clout. This is a clout move.
Yeah, I really
got respect to him.
You have to respect it, bro, because he's unapologetically just doing what the fuck he wants.
Yeah,
it's true.
And that's why
he's enjoying life. I hope he didn't get fucking locked up.
That's why people think it's funny.
I thought in Dubai that it could have been some problems there, but he's still alive. Yeah. But he did just go and just like
how old
smash
is he?
Up and
like fucking 19. Fuck me.
Massive.
He does sell his
fitness programs.
Gym hands. Have you got yourself a HS Tiki Toki gym?
No, I might have to get on one.
Oh my God, he should. Wait, is that what he names them?
No, but he should do.
Oh my God, that would be amazing. Like different programs for different people is just different types of wood.
Yeah, mahogany.
And what's the legal disclaimer that he gives?
Oh, there's something like, fuck, man. What is it? Alex, you got it for us?
He's like, guys, I'm obliged to say this, but I'm not responsible for the amount of pussy you're going to get after this.
Phenomenal. He is funny.
He's been funny. So he's blown up. We've spoken about the Jack Joseph guys. I'm trying to think if there's anyone else out there that's really.
I really need a piss.
That what's the fucking guy called, man? That you and Dane. I forgot his name, man. He slightly racist jokes where he cuts himself off.
Oh, but he's had so many account names.
Yeah. I've forgotten his name.
Nobody knows his name because all of his accounts keep changing.
Fuck, man.
You need a piss, do you, Bez?
Can I wee, please?
Go for a wee. You got the cat ladder.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, lads.
Have fun, mate. That's really nice. We'll have one of our people escort you to the bathroom just to make sure you're not upset anything outrageous.
We are back in business.
You're on the Disaronno. You were saying you were drinking the Coco Canoe before.
Yes, yeah. So Coco Canoe is still a favorite. Like, is that
top notch? You're getting one drink. What you getting?
Yeah, it's
that?
Very rare for a place to have it though. That's the thing.
Yeah,
because it's essentially Malibu, but it's like 40% Malibu.
Is that more than normal?
Yeah,
Malibu?
Yeah. Malibu's only like 27.
Oh, so this is.
See, that's what I mean. I have to drink about 12 Malibus before I feel anything. Before I even get that tingle of, ooh.
That sounds slightly depressing, but I get what you mean.
I mean, I suppose. Like, but then again, if I was sober for a month, maybe it would take two Malibus.
It's true. Well, I've been getting, it's been brutal lately. I don't know. My hangovers have been horrific. I had a 2-day hangover the other day, although it was a 7 a.m. job at Chip. So.
Oh. Don't bring me into it. That was all you, fella.
No, we stayed up to watch the fight.
Yep.
Oh, what a fight.
Yeah, what a scrap. Fight. Good scrap.
Tyson Fury.
I'm taking vitamins, by the way.
With your alcohol, that is. He's whacking down Disaronno and
omega three, 6 and 9 in.
Yeah.
Why now? Why?
Better late than never.
I don't even have one shot.
Better late than never.
Do you take them every time at a certain time?
Yeah. So I take my vitamins that I take are multivitamins. Yeah. Well, I have the AM and PM ones that Theo uses as well because I'm a bulk athlete actually.
Okay.
So I take those, the AM and PM ones. So you have to take those in the morning, then in the PM. Mm-hmm. I also take bone health, heart health, and omega 3.
Wow.
369. So, but I take them at specific times throughout the day. And usually,
for any reason?
Usually it's with meals. However, it turns out.
This is the meal.
My meal is.
Disaronno.
This has been my
lovely.
Meal. Yeah.
And but, is there any. Wait, is this a new thing that you've been getting on? Because I don't remember you dropping pills like this. Certainly not these times.
No, you just wouldn't have seen me doing it.
Right.
But no, I've been doing this for ages. Routine.
I love the hustle. You've been on the multi-vit game for a very long time.
It helps.
Yeah.
You are a healthy person.
It's all about balance.
Balance. Would you say you're still on your gym grind like you were a year ago? What's the latest with your gym setup?
I mainly enjoy football now. I play Sunday league.
You actually play a lot of football.
Yeah, I do. So I enjoy my football now more than that. And doing the marathon, I had to stop playing football for the marathon. So I missed out on a whole year of football.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to risk getting injured. I don't like running anymore.
Really?
I hate running. Cycling I really like. Cycling I enjoy. I enjoy cycling quite a lot.
What about gym? Like
gym, yeah, no, weights. I still go.
Banging weights. Still.
Listen, I'm built to pick heavy shit up and put it back down. I'm not built for this cardio shit. Like generally, really? My body type. I'm built like Gib. I'm built like a fridge, bro.
Yeah.
Like underneath this.
Gib is built like a fridge, of course. But
no, of course not. Yeah. Of course not.
He's a chiseled man.
An iPhone.
Yeah. Built like
a chiseled iPhone.
I don't know which one I'd like to be. Maybe the new iPhone that has the hard edges rather than the soft.
Yeah. Gib's an iPhone with hard edges. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I would think he'd probably accept that.
But anyway. Do you know what it is? It's just some people have like the fucking broad. I'm just broad. Bro.
Yeah.
I'm just big.
Wide shoulders.
I'm just big.
Yeah, I get what you're
a lot big. Like you, actually, Chip.
Yeah, like, it's just in the genetics.
It is.
Yeah.
Do you know what, actually? Fucking quality. Mm-hmm. I was out the other day. Fan bumped into me and said, wow, you're actually a lot bigger than I anticipated.
And
he
do
said,
you think he was...
No, and he said, height-wise and wise.
Oh,
and I said,
you love to hear
and
that.
And you do like to hear compliments like
that. Yeah, that's nice. Those are the good ones.
That made your week.
Yeah, mate. He said I'm taller than I think he thought I was.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
But I did also say, all of my friends are... tall, bro. Like, they're above average.
You do have tall friends.
Yes. Like, I am an average male, by the way.
At what, 5'7"?
In the UK?
No, I mean, I'm actually being serious. What are you, like, 5'7"?
I'm 5'8", bro. I'm 5'8".
With the shoes on?
I'm taller than Vic and Toby, bro. I'm 5'8", bro.
That is average in, like, China.
I'm an average man, bro. Like...
No, it's true though. I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the average height. Fuck off. Put it all in, Bess. Put it all in.
It's all going in.
But no, Chip, no. You're what? You're 5'10".
5'11". Don't give me that bollocks.
Why does everyone just go one up? I don't understand.
I don't. People just think, because I don't want to lie and say I'm 6'4", because I know I'm not.
Yeah.
I know I'm not. Yeah. So I don't bother. I just don't bother.
Right. All right. I'm distinctly average. I'm just here, bro. Yeah. Existing, I'm here.
You're doing
your
thing.
I'm pretty sure most people in the UK have not got built like
this. I will. If I have to rep for anyone, I'll rep for the Short Kings.
The Short Kings out there.
Yeah, I'm rep for them.
I think you know what you do well to rep. Yeah, you can also bring it in. That's fine.
Thank you.
You do well to rep for them.
Yeah, exactly.
You've done well.
I mean, I feel like I'm a good representative.
Would you say you have small man syndrome?
What was that cough for then?
There was a lot of silence there. I was just waiting for
the whole room went quiet and we just heard a little cough from his girlfriend in the back.
I had to pretend to pick my nails for a second.
Small man, define small man syndrome.
All I'll say, Ethan, is the fact that you're asking me to define it may.
Well, I just want to know what you are.
Yeah, give him some specifics, yeah, brother. Yeah, go on. You've asked the question.
Some
Wikipedia description.
All right, small man syndrome is one in which you feel as though you need to compensate due to your lack of height, right? In attitude and aggression. It appears Bazinga does have small man syndrome.
It's here and there.
Chip, would you say you have small man syndrome?
I'm not that small, really.
You're tiny, man.
No, I mean, slim. I'm slim.
You
are. Sure.
Yeah, you're small in that aspect,
slim,
but you're not.
No, just
in some aspects.
In some aspects. That's okay.
But I feel like my temper has got a lot cooler over the years. I used to be very bad.
I remember. Well, you mean you used to always tell me about the story about you curb stomping someone's head?
When
you were a child.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a different life.
You're
that's
fucking up the Sidemen PR here, man.
That's a different life. Come on. Yeah.
Stay subscribed to Side Plus.
Yeah. That's a different life.
You've been reincarnated.
Bez, keep in mind that this is coming out on October the 26th, of course. Ooh. So, do you have anything that might be being released between now and October 26th?
Oh, shit. I don't know if I'm allowed to say, bro.
Do you want to check your phone for dates real quick?
Let me have a look at dates real quick.
In the meantime, me and Chip will...
Well, obviously, it's the Sidemen birthday. 8 years.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Coming up.
We actually have to miss.
We're in Jamaica.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you said the 26th.
Yeah, this will be going out on the 26th.
So we're gonna miss a massive bev up.
Okay, yeah.
Go on,
what you got?
You may be from further episodes onwards.
Yes.
Stocking. The finest five times distilled. XIX vodka.
Nice. You're doing your own vodka range. Yes. Just vodka?
Yes.
No gin?
Whatever the future holds. For XIX alcohol, you never know where it can go.
I hope you're sending out some PR packages.
Of course, you'll be getting, if there's anything that you're missing, we'll be completely stocked with it. We have different flavors. We have different flavor vodkas. We have a fruit, summer fruity ones like raspberry, strawberry one. I love a passion fruit vodka.
We have just what's the best flavor?
The berry one. The berry one is.
What is it, like a mixed berry?
Yeah, it's just.
Are you sure it's not the passion fruit one? I feel like I would like
the passion fruit one, right? I thought going into it, passion fruit would be my favorite because I love passion fruit stuff. Uh-huh. However, the berry one is just like, you don't feel like you're drinking vodka. And you know how vodka usually, like, bro, it's elite. It's elite.
Yeah, man.
It's elite. So yeah, geez.
Wow. You guys are coming out with your own vodka thing. So because I haven't seen it yet. What's the packaging looking like? Will it look good in, because this won't be the set. We've got a brand new set for the next season, but.
Ooh.
It's still an alcoholic set.
You want to know if it will look good, bro?
Yes.
Okay.
Come and show us a couple of pics because obviously it's not out yet.
Obviously, look, this is the bottle concept.
Well, people will have seen this, right?
Yeah.
So I can actually describe it. That's fine.
Actually, I've got a draft website that I can show you guys, but obviously I can't show you.
Wow, we're getting the real deal.
So this is what happens when you go onto the website. Really nice little loading screen. This is taking a while.
It is. You guys, so recently you lot have taken things like up a notch, really. With Side Plus. And then now your own vodka.
Sick.
Yeah, and then
how much is it costing me to buy a bottle of this?
Like classic prices,
like 20 to 25 quid.
So you're not charging like an XIX premium on this.
No. If you go into a club and you want a Magnum bottle of XIX, maybe.
Can you do a Magnum bottle?
This is what we're trying to say, bro. We're going global with this.
Oh my god.
We're going global.
Sick.
I hope that we stick to the distribution plan that I've just looked at.
Yeah, because otherwise, no, we'll get rid of it.
We could cut it out.
It's being served at the party, so it'll be out anyway. Yeah. And we've got, it's a shame you're missing it, man, because we did like a tasting the other night where we've got specific cocktails being served at the party that we've all tried and tested which ones we think do the best at the party.
Of course, because it's just mixer and oh my God, that is going to be crazy. And you know what my favorite thing about all this is the fact that I might potentially, because I live with Harry, just have loads of alcohol lying around.
Yes, you will.
You will. Yes, you'll just have free vodka lying around everywhere.
Will I ever buy vodka again? Hopefully not.
But this is what I mean. We've been doing Side Plus, vodka. We're trying to now make things that live outside of being content creators, actual businesses. So say in 5 years' time, say if, touch wood, if XIX Vodka ever gets like a GQ best alcohol of the year or whatever.
Ooh.
Say 5 years down the line, if someone wants to then buy that vodka company, if you put the right
P's in front,
If you put the right cock on the table.
Hey, look, you want to talk about the right peas? We can talk about the right peas.
This is what I'm
look,
saying.
Here at the Fellows, we're the expert at talking about the right peas.
Yeah, exactly. So this is what I'm saying. If it, you got to create things that outlive you as content creators, because eventually, realistically, you're not going to be a content creator for the rest of your life.
No. How long you reckon you got making YouTube videos?
Ooh, I don't know. Probably as long as the Sidemen go on, really.
Yeah.
I reckon, yeah.
Probably. As long as that goes on.
Yeah. Freaking out, Bean.
I reckon, yeah.
My roll call. Yeah. Come out.
You know, if I was taking a guess, I reckon 5 years.
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah.
I think 5 years, because this is, I'm not going to lie, what you guys are doing now, I don't think you can do for much longer than five years. It is knackering. Yeah.
But like, by the way, you'll have so many hands in so many different pies.
The thing we've discussed before is sort of like reducing it. So Sidemen Sundays was only a thing because we had a YouTube series coming out, and we haven't missed a Sunday in 3 years. Which is fucking
crazy. That's a hustle, man.
It's pain. It's awful. Like, the stress that it causes is awful, because you'll be having like one of them shit weeks where like you're strapped for ideas and you have to book in something last minute. It's pain. So what we've discussed before is like, if it gets like a bit too much, everyone's sort of growing up, everyone does their own shit, whatever, is move to more
kids.
Like, maybe. Move into like a more premium model with like, you get one a month, so you get 12 a year.
Yeah.
But they're more like enhanced, like Top Gear specials.
Like way higher production.
It doesn't have to be cars, but I'm using Top Gear specials as a thing where like, it's like multiple day shoot.
Yeah.
And then it's like a full, it's like a
but
film.
But that's you've
like
done
a,
for the month.
Yeah, yeah.
Got you.
So that could be a future model where you just get absolutely premium, whatever.
Yeah. Top of the range stuff. Yeah. Yeah, that would be an interesting way to do it. I think like because this one a week thing, like it's just not sustainable as you guys all keep going with it. Mm. But there is definitely ways to go about it. I think that would be a really sick thing to do is like, yeah, you're right. Shoot for like 2, 3, 4 days just in a row. And then you're
done. Also as well, what I think will be sick is the people that have sort of, that are younger now, if they're still interested or whatever, by the time they watch us, say when we're doing these specials, whatever, say like monthly specials, if they're fucking sick, you got a couple 30-year-olds that are just having a laugh, whatever, and they'll now be 20 where they get the banner.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Where they'll get the banner. And I think what's amazing now is the people that did watch us growing up now, like I was down a pub at West Ham the other day, quotes coming over like, let me get you a pint. I said, no, please don't give me a pint.
I'm 8 deep now, mate. I can't do it.
I was there with the missus and her brothers. I had 4 pints in my head, 4 pints on the floor. Everyone in the pub's buying me pints.
See, that's the beauty of having viewers grow up. Mate, it's now they're starting to... Mate,
it's absurd.
Before they used to ask for a picture, and now you're getting pints delivered.
That's absolutely
Sambuca shots a lot, bro. And I left
Sambuca shots?
Yeah, left the pub absolutely fucking rattled, bro.
You know what? This is really poor, but we actually have no Sambuca.
Yeah, because we just drilled it all off yesterday with Becky.
This
has got a shift, by the way.
Yeah. All right, we'll do a shot now then.
Well, no, I don't do vodka shots. No.
Well, what do you do? What do you do a shot?
I do XIX shots.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So
you
we,
think I'm
going to
sip from the ops?
From the ops? From the ops?
Smell up the ops now.
You're going to sip from the ops? You've lost your
Listen, these men got you through years.
I wish I'd known about that, because then I would have told you to bring a bottle or a taster and we could add fucking XIX.
I do actually have them at my flat as well. I have like the tasting bottles.
Fuck. Yeah. Oh, well. Fuck. We'll remember that for the next time you come on.
Yeah, well, maybe if you invite me along in the third year.
Ooh, in season 3 exclusively on Spotify. Then, no, you know, we can make it happen. But you have to pick something to take a shot of. What would you like?
Bailey's.
Bailey's, okay. Bailey's. Lovely. And Chip?
Yeah, I'll do Bailey's too.
Oh, we all do Bailey's.
Mate, I love Bailey's. Yeah, Bailey's is such
Bailey's.
A good
it's
drink.
It's like chocolate milkshake from McDonald's.
Mate, it's such... Do you know what? Every now and then, like, I completely forget that Chip's from Manchester, but he'll say something like that, and it just completely takes me straight back
fucking,
to it.
The accent always goes all over the place.
Chocolate milkshake from McDonald's. Everyone's, bro. It's fucking quality. It just comes out of nowhere.
Do you reckon in about maybe like fucking, let's say, 3-4 more years in this gaff, my accent will have changed completely.
No,
it would have done already.
Will the Manchester always be there?
Yeah, it will be.
Because it's only been 5 years, to be fair.
What are we doing after this, Chip?
I'm just watching Chip pour this out, mate, and he just doesn't stop. Like, at what point are we calling that a shot? Anyway, Chip,
a shot.
Just a tad.
No.
You
scared me now.
Nah, you made your bed, brother.
You've done your thing.
I think,
bro.
I was talking and not realizing.
Do you know who else was like, wrong? Oh, we did a shoot recently, Sidemen shoot.
What?
We did Who Wants to Be a Millionaire 2, right? And me and Vic were on a team, and one of the forfeits to get out of a question or remove an answer was to do a shot.
Yeah.
And they had Bailey's there. So When I didn't know something, I said, fuck it, we'll just drink. However, the fucking other seven, the other five muggles on the side, going, that's not a shot, that's not a shot. Bro, I was pouring them like this high.
Was it Harry giving it you?
No. Then Simon got in the seat and he said, I'm so sorry. He said, I didn't realise how much it was. I said, yeah, exactly. Peppered.
Well, he's finished.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys. Cheers to love the Spotify. End of season one.
To Spotify.
Start
Spotify.
Season two.
Wow. Like thought it was like chocolate milkshake.
That was a lot more than I remember.
I love Bailey's, though.
That was a lot more than I remember.
I've just had a double.
And see, now I've got brown stuff around my mouth.
Has that done you in? I love it. Like, I can drink.
Yeah, but it's just the all in one.
I did pour too much. I couldn't, you know, quite get the diameter of the cup.
I come from a family that's good at alcohol. That's why.
Really?
Yeah. My granddad was very good at alcohol.
Was an alcoholic.
No, I wouldn't say an alcoholic.
I feel like everyone back in those days was actually an alcoholic.
Yeah, he was just an excellent drinker. My uncle, excellent drinker.
Okay. So Chip's uncle.
See, the thing is, I don't come from a family of drinkers, but I didn't want my legacy to be like that.
Your legacy is something far greater, brother. There you are. I know the legacy you're leaving behind. It is. It may be greater.
I just want to get to like 60 years old, tell my kids and be like, I did a lot of that. A lot.
Let me tell you about it.
Bubba Chip was...
No, about what Bubba Chip
started at 16.
Well, that's when I'll be owning Microsoft and that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
There's a reason why Bubba Chip is wheelchair bound and he's got half his face fallen off. That's because he didn't know when to stop.
No, I'm in the wheelchair out of choice.
Bubba
okay?
Chip would do one legs. Night, then get an Uber and go to the next one at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, of course. You've got to do it in your 20s, because when you get to your 30s, that's when you know you got to start.
But this is the thing, bro. I'm seeing Donnie's come out of Canary Wharf and be in London Cocktail Club in their suits.
But I actually think by 30 we will have definitely slowed down, because first of all, you're going to be moving out more outwards, your own gaff. Yeah. Vic's already moved outwards. You know, you're alone.
You're here.
You're moving, but you're staying in.
I'm moving next door.
You're staying in. Unfortunately, when I move, I'll probably have to say
you're stuck with me. Now.
I'm stuck with this fucking.
Well, look,
this man is ruining me. Yeah,
how are you gonna flip this on me?
He's bringing me up, but he's also. It's like, listen.
It's a sacrifice, brother.
Listen. I give you the career. Your health is mine. Precious. Yeah, so, you know, it's like selling your soul to the devil. It's kind of crazy.
You got to take it, brother. Yeah. You got to take it.
If the devil was white.
Well, what is the...
He's meant to be red, didn't he?
Oh, right.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. Fucking yeah.
I didn't know where
on.
You were going with that, that's all. It just sounded a bit
You
sad.
Never read Bible before?
You never read the Bible before? Never read the Bible.
All right, here we go. Anyways, as always, Bazingagram, we participate in, and I'm pretty sure, would he have done this on episode one? Did we have this idea locked down? I can't remember, but anyways,
I don't think you did.
We're back, and this time you are in a different relationship status as you were when you were in episode one, so I look forward to hearing your responses here. So as always, we have people anonymously send in their relationship problems, and our guest comes through to give...
I've seen some of the things people send into the fellas, by the way.
Yes, it's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. No, the group chat's seen some excellent.
Yeah. Here we go. Okay, let's go. This is a Felita, and it's anonymous, so if you could give her a name.
Yes, okay. Felita. Felita.
Any woman's name. Any woman's name.
Felita.
Faith.
No, Joyce.
Faith.
Joyce said,
a lot of boys I'm interested in don't want to pursue anything with me because they are friends of my brother. Or they at least know him. So they think it's bro code to not get with someone's sister, even though they have expressed an interest in me. Mm. Why is it a big thing? And how do I get rid of the little sister stamp? I'm 21, so I'm not a little sister anymore. Oh. Thanks and love the podcast. Oh,
hello, Joyce.
My God, Joyce.
I need to know how old the brother is, though. That's the thing. Like, is the brother 30?
I would imagine, let's say,
she's
for argument's 21. Sake, the brother is 24.
Okay, the brother's 24.
24 or 25.
I feel like the little sister stamp will probably always like stick, bro, isn't it? If you're the little sister, it will always stick. How'd you get rid of it? It's not something you can do, really.
Change your second name, Deepal.
Yeah, well, that, mate. Yeah, that legally, you could do it that way.
Yes.
I think.
What would be your strategy for her? Because she's quite clearly interested. She's interested in them.
She obviously wants them to pursue something.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things, right? If you're not friends with a brother,
Yeah.
There isn't a bro code. Obviously, you might have to get the approval of the brother.
Yeah.
But you do that by showing face and being consistent.
Yeah.
So if anything, I think you put pressure on the bloke and say, be consistent, and they will just say, all right, yeah, if you're treating my sister right, it's cool.
I disagree.
Oh, okay.
This is what I said. Because as a brother, I don't think you can ever go to one of your friends and be like, yeah.
Brother, I've had to break through three brothers.
Wait, when you say break...
Well, not like, break through, but like... Right.
No, yeah. Okay, like, so, yeah. Obviously, Faith, she's got brothers.
Three.
Yeah, that's fine. No, but that's okay. But you were never friends with those brothers before you met her.
But this is what I'm saying. She... Read it again. She said...
Yeah, there you go. I haven't read that.
She said goodbye.
Oh, they are friends of my brother or they know him. This is what I mean. Yeah. So friends of my brother or they know him.
Yeah, but by the sounds of it, like it's a small community.
If it's an acquaintance with the brother, you don't owe him anything. You don't know him, bro.
Yeah.
That's not your boy. It's not your boy. No, it's not your boy.
No, but if we're going with the fact that they're friends, it's a friend of a brother.
Right.
I think the way to do it is you got to move to him. You got to let it be known.
What?
She's got to go to the brothers and be like, don't worry about the code.
But yeah, so that, like if, again, it comes, I think it's a joint thing. If the bloke keeps showing up that wants to pursue interest and being consistent and whatever, and they can see it, as well as her saying, all right, listen, I'm seeing him, whatever, drop it out. If he can see that he's being consistent, then I think there's no qualms.
There's no problem. So wait, would you be okay with that? Would you be okay? Like, let's say, because I know you don't have a sister, right? But I say to you, She's saying
I'm wrong here, by the way. Come on.
All right, well, go on.
Come here.
Faith, who has three brothers.
Come on,
here we go. Come through, of course. Right, okay, so this is actually really good because Faith genuinely has three brothers.
Speaking to mine.
What do you think? Right. Here we go. Right. You're going to lift it up to her.
Oh, thanks. So I think... Why
laughing? Okay, here we go.
So I think... boys commonly look for fucking chucks, right?
Okay.
So across a male friendship group, you're going to be like, oh, I shagged this bird, I had her in bed last night, but it's nothing, it's casual. So
not me and my boys.
Not here on the fellas, but elsewhere that might be the
elsewhere,
case.
Elsewhere, right? So unless you make it known that you're not going to be a casual shag to your brother's potentially best friend, then I think it'll be all right. So if you start saying, listen, I want to go on dates with this boy and see how it goes slowly instead of being like Netflix and chill.
Ooh. Got you.
It's calm.
So as long as it is a serious relationship on the cards instead of just a quick one.
Is this not right in what I was saying where I said if the boy keeps showing up and being consistent?
Yeah.
That's what I said is if he keeps showing up and being consistent and the brother can see that.
No, but I think she's saying the girl has to let it be known.
Yeah, the girl
early
has to
doors. This is not a quick
thing. The girl might just want to fuck her brother's mates, by the way. This is the thing.
This is the thing.
Yeah, no, she can. But...
Give her over there. Right.
What's going on?
No, it's true though. It's true.
What you were saying was good, valid stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yours is different.
Like that.
You didn't know my brothers. Yeah. So you have no bro code. Like,
there was no bro code there. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I could never, if you went to me and was like, yo, Breezy, like, I'd like to consistently see your sister, I'm going to have to be there. Like, unfortunately, that is.
I don't want you to do that.
But the thing is, no brother's going to want you to do that.
So you're saying you just got to affirm it?
Point blank, none of them are going to be like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Do it. So, no, that's my boy. You're my little sister. Like, especially if you're younger, that's my baby sister.
Do you know what I mean?
So they're already going to be protective. So unless you say, look, it's serious, I want something.
Then that's that. All right, okay, cool. So the chick, look, this is the advice. You got to go to the friend's brother and be like, this is not a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
Right? This is, if we're going to do this, and you owe it to your brother as well, not to be passed around the friend group.
Yeah. Because I get what you're saying, right? The brother's friends could throughball the sister. Essentially is what I'm saying. And that would...
Is it a lob through ball?
Do you know what?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is you don't want your sister being LB wide.
You don't want to get through balled.
Yeah. Never.
No, you don't want your sister being LB wide. Lucky enough, I'm an only child.
Yeah.
If I saw my sister get an LB wide, I'd probably...
You don't want to see the defense split.
It's tough to go to work that day.
Yes.
It's tough to... Yeah. No.
Okay, here we go. Next up, this is from a fella. His name is...
Dave.
Fucking Dave. Right, Dave says, it's been over 2 years since I had a proper relationship. I've slept around and had a couple situationships. The other day, I realized I think I have... turned off the ability to catch feelings and have just been porking mindlessly. My aim is to move abroad next year, and I've been focusing on my course, gym, and friends. How do I unlock the ability to love or even get butterflies for someone again?
Ooh.
Damn, this is some deep ass shit.
I see some similarities with him. Because I was single for 2.5 years.
Okay.
Single for 2.5 years.
And at any point did you think, look, am I going to find someone that's matching my groove?
Yeah, I questioned it. Because in those 2 years, 2.5 years, whatever I did, I fully just went ham, bro. I did marathon. Mm-hmm. I did loads of shit. Like, I was actually active just doing my own shit.
But you're working on yourself. That was the biggest thing.
I was genuinely working. And everything else, like, it was just mindlessness. Like, it was mindlessness. So I didn't really care about it.
Yeah.
But then, again, I think, listen, it would happen when you're not looking for it. Like, I think the fact that you are now searching and asking other people for it means you're not in the right place yet.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
You think he needs to keep working on himself?
No, I'm not saying you're in a bad place. I'm just saying, keep doing it. Because it will happen when you're least expecting it.
Okay, I like that. What do you think, Jim?
I don't know.
This guy's like, he weren't here for that combo. He weren't here. He was over there.
You know what? This Bailey's is really itching my throat.
Wait, really?
Yeah. And I've just sat there like, damn, this got in it.
Yeah, you might be allergic to it.
Yeah, it's itchy right now.
Okay.
But
I generally think, like, it's one of them ones where, like, if you've been single for 2.5 years, there's no harm in being single for long. Like, if you're still getting a nut, get your nut, bro. But,
it doesn't sound like he's sexually frustrated.
What is his main issue then?
Like, he doesn't know if he's ever going to, like, find the right one. He doesn't know if he exits a pork and he thinks, oh, do I actually like that person for who they are, or am I just fucking them?
I think that's a patience thing. Like, when you listen, there's always someone for someone, right?
Yeah.
When it comes to that right person, you'll just know. Probably a bit worried because it's been so long.
Hmm. Right, next one. This one's really interesting.
Lita?
Right. This is a fella. This is a fella, and his name, Chip, is?
His name is Marcus.
Marcus. Marcus says, love the pod. I have a question. So I was talking to this girl for about 4 months, going really well. Other day, our pass came up, right? And he says, long story short, turns out she had a secret relationship with a guy from work for about 2 years, and this poor fella had a girlfriend. She would go around there once a week and pork, right? My question is, effectively, is she okay with cheating? It wasn't her cheating, but she was okay with her partner cheating. And as the saying goes, once a cheat, always a cheat. By the way, I'm 24 years old. So what do we think? So she isn't technically home-wrecking.
I think being an accomplice is just as bad as doing the actual act.
For sure.
No, genuinely.
Because she knew at the time, right?
Yeah, she knew. She knew.
I think being an accomplice in it is just as bad as doing it.
If it's a one-off and you weren't like, you know, but the fact that this was a 2 year long shindig,
you know what's right and wrong from when you're like 13, 12, bro.
Yeah,
like, you know what's right and wrong, bro. So like, you're doing that knowing you go home at night single, by the way, by yourself.
You go home
and sleep in your own bed knowing, oh, I'm being naughty, I'm doing something bad here.
Yeah.
And I get that's the allure for some people, but
so do you reckon that should be a red flag to him as this guy that wants to date this girl?
Yes.
He found out about it. Is that a red flag for him?
Yes.
What are you saying, Chip?
It's just like one of those things where it's like, you just nailed it. She's doing the exact same bullshit. Yeah. Like, she's just as bad. And
it's one of them things.
Like, for 2 years, that's mental. I can't wrap my head around
bro,
the 2 years.
It ain't even like she did it for 2 weeks and then backed out of it and thought, oh, this is wrong. She did it for 2 years.
Yeah.
So her moral compass leans towards thinking that's okay.
Yeah.
And she's old enough, by the way. He said he's 24.
She's old enough
to know what's right and wrong.
Wasn't like it was some one night fuck up. Like, that's fucking
what I'm saying.
That's
if it was just like a one night fuck up,
exactly. That's a lot of days where you wake up committing a crime.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And you just.
I say a crime, mate. You're not going to go to jail for it, but I mean, like, it's a relationship crime.
Here we go. Next up, we've got from a Felita.
Yep.
A name? Anyone? Name?
Classic Stacey.
Stacey.
Oh, that was what I was thinking.
Let's go.
I think Stacey might be the most common name.
I think Stacey is the most commonly used. Why is that?
Yeah, instantly. It's just
fuck.
Stacey. Anyways. Gosh. Look, Stacey came in.
Now questioning reality.
She said, so I'm in a relationship. Things are going really good. Like, this is a really good guy and there are no red flags. Nothing's going wrong. He's amazing and definitely doesn't give me heartbreaker vibes. However, I am really bad with trust issues from past relationships and personal issues I've dealt with in life. I don't know what to do because I feel like I'm constantly annoying him with how much I overthink and worry about trust. What do I do, fellas?
Okay, so
that's a tough one. That's a toughie.
I feel like commonly it is girls that have insecurity issues. However, yeah. I will say I'm a man with insecurity issues. I struggle. So I can relate to her.
Yeah.
You just got fucking, as hard as it is, mate. As hard as Stacey. As hard as it is.
Look at that camera and speak to Stacey on one to one.
Stacey, as hard as it is, right? I'm very insecure and I struggle with stuff like that, right? It's fucking hard, but you've got to give your, if you want it to work, like you said, he's not giving you any red flags. He's not giving you anything, yeah? As hard as it fucking is, you got to put your whole self in that person's hands.
Yeah.
Yes. You got to let it happen.
Yeah, exactly. And if you wake up the next day, nothing's happened, fucking great. Yep. Until something has happened that gives you reason to question it, you've just got to put yourself in it.
I think that's it. That's the whole point of relationships, man. Unless you should not be in a relationship if you can't do what Ethan just said or get to the point where that sometimes personally, it never starts that way.
Yeah.
For the first 6-8 months, it's normal to be reserved. You're still sussing it out.
Yep.
You know, you're still in the early stages of a relationship. But then once it starts getting bad at that point, there has to be that moment where you go, I'm all in.
Yeah.
Or I'm not in, and you've got to make that decision. I think.
I say to my missus, I'm like, you've got my whole existence, bro, in your hands.
And so don't fuck it up.
No, but bro, it makes me, my ring goes blah, 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 every day. That's I shit myself.
What, 50p, 20p, 50p,
bro, 20p? Bro, 100%, I shit myself every day, bro. 100% I shit myself. Because the thing is, in my head, I'm still a little fat reject kid, bro. So I struggle.
Yeah.
I do have a struggle.
But now you're at a point where you got you're all in.
That's what I mean. You have to be there. You have to say,
gotta
fuck it.
You got to live in the present.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for that. That's a stoic.
That's the best way to look at it though, because constant problems with relationships is always worrying about past or future. But if you're living in the now and you're out at the cinema, you got a tango ice blast, you're with your man. That's
this
now.
Man. He can't.
What's
wait
happening
to get
right now is that's your.
All this man is focused on is the cinema, bro.
Yeah. I just focus. The best thing you can do is focus on the now. The worry comes from worrying about the future, but the future is.
But that's in the future. You don't have to.
You don't have to worry about that. Yeah. You just got to worry about this moment.
Okay, amazing. That might be one of the best bits that Chip's done on this podcast. He's taken a year. Oh, we got a round of applause.
Thank you, guys. From the audience today. I'm not fucking leaving.
All right, okay, cool. So we've got the last one here. Okay. And wait, let me see. Do I want to go with... all right, here we go. Here we go. I don't know if you're going to read my old message, but to quickly sum it up, I'm a 19-year-old virgin, and for months I had a girlfriend. It was very casual. We just made out when we went out, and we were going.
I looked across the table. I saw your lips go. Binky, promise your lips didn't go.
Well, we got.
I wasn't like going at that. I think it was.
No, bro, you're staring.
It was the Bailey's.
He kept reading. He went.
That's a yellow card.
No, guys. Sorry, I didn't mean it like that. I was also
Me either.
Listen, I was a virgin of like a high teens.
I was 18.
There you go then. All right, cool. So anyways, look, this guy, he had a relationship, but he didn't pour it. We were going to pour it. But where they live is all tucks and nuts, right?
Stop it. So now he says,
he's alone. He's very alone. And I'm asking the mighty fellas to help me with advice to approach girls, whether it be on Instagram or in real life. Cheers, by the way. So this guy is looking for advice to get himself out there. Okay. Right?
Yeah. I think to Your start with,
but, well, he's looking across
Ethan, you approached via Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. However, I would say, I think... Oh, you have to be all right at doing it in person first by the way.
Agreed.
I do think you have to, because like I said, I just started speaking via voice note, which is person to person.
Yeah.
I think you have to be all right at doing it in person. I used to be awful at doing it in person. I couldn't do it.
But it's just like a practice made perfect. We once gave a tip on that one, on the old episodes, and it was to go on Omegle.
Yes.
And because you actually do come across a lot of
just don't get
there.
Your chopper out. Just don't do that.
Whatever you do, do not get your knob out. No.
Just go on there, chat to them a little bit, and I know it's fucking internet.
Build up conversation skills.
Yeah, conversation skills. That's it.
Yes, it could help you. It could help you a lot.
But yeah, I think the best way to do it, I think, is don't if you're not very good at like getting yourself out there, don't start with online.
This is what I was about to say. Yeah. Don't scatter DMs, bro. That's not the way
that's
to go.
Not
don't,
it at all.
Don't, because do you know what it is as well? Especially if you're doing it in friend groups, bro. Women talk so much.
Yeah, they do. All you have to fucking do is listen.
So
that's
if you DM'd Tracy and Stacey and Gemma, all in one friend group. Yeah. Believe me, you're in the group chat, bro, with screenshots.
Oh, you mean like that? They talk like that? You mean they gossip?
Yeah, so you're not going to get away with it, bro. And then as soon as someone knows, he's just out here fucking casting a net and seeing what comes in.
Right,
you got no chance. So you got to be a genuine human in it as well.
Yeah. So you say focus on the real life, have conversations with people and don't be afraid. Go out to people and chat.
Go out with your friends. Say like when we used to go out, just go out with your mates with the aim to have a good time.
Yep.
If you end up chatting to someone that's on the same vibe as you or whatever, enjoy it, see what happens.
That's the best way. Like, I think like going out just with the sole focus, like your goal is, oh, I'm going out to pull.
I don't really like that idea.
I think you should go out with the boys.
Yeah, don't go pre-drinks and think, I'm going out to just port tonight, because you put too much pressure on yourself.
A lot of guys do that, to be fair, though, isn't it? It is like part of the culture.
But you'll find the smoothest, the ones that are porking the most, they're not out there saying, oh, I'm porking.
No, exactly. Because I think the ones that do that, they don't care. No, they don't, they're so reckless, bro. They go with the tactic of, if you knock on 100 doors, 3 are going to answer.
Just dance with every single girl in the club.
That's what I mean. You know, like, 3 are going to answer eventually. Yeah. And it don't matter what they look like.
Yeah, it's true.
So, I think just...
Fair enough. There you go. Get yourself out there. Chat to people. Don't be... But you do have to push yourself out of the comfort zone.
Yeah.
You know, you can't... Don't just go out with the boys and then not speak to anyone. You got to have...
Drop nervous game.
Look, it worked for Ethan.
Drop nervous game.
If Ethan could drop nervous game and it pay off, then it can pay off for anyone. So, drop the
risks.
Game.
Got to take them risks.
Exactly.
All right. Well... That is the end of the very first season of The Fellas. Guys, it has been an absolute madness.
It has. Thank you so much for the support over the last 52 weeks. There's been some eventful stories. It started with Ethan. It ends with Ethan.
It does. And we have, as you guys know, we essentially have like a 2-week break here where we will be transitioning everything over to Spotify.
I don't think we actually mentioned that yet, did we?
So this episode's going out on the 26th of October, and our first episode of season 2 with a brand new set and everything. And like I said, there will still be video, guys. That's such an important thing for us. We literally told Spotify, we are not moving over unless you guys give us video.
Yep.
Because we feel like this is such a fun part of our podcast and there's no fucking way we're losing this. So we said, right, okay, with the money that they've given us to go over there, we have created one of the most magical fucking sets I have ever seen.
100%.
And let me tell you, it's interactive. It's gonna get crazy. So please, guys, just we've appreciated all your support all the way through 52 episodes, and we'd love to see the same energy when we go across to Spotify. Look, I know there's gonna be some people out there that say whatever they wanna say, but look, we got the clips going up. We got all that good stuff, so you won't miss any of us on there, but the full-length episodes will be on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
So, from the fellas and Ethan, for a final time in season 1, we will catch you guys later.
Jeez. Nice.
Bangers.